fool.
Let's get together and feel all right.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours, mais l'ensemble de la population n'est pas encore protégée. Même si vous êtes vacciné, vous devez continuer d'appliquer les mesures sanitaires. Portez un masque.
In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop,
I warn you, this could scare you. The sounds from hell is very real. Paranormal, supernatural, warn listeners in advance. It has always haunted me. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Howls from hell. Real metalhead. Real metal. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to hell.
We'll be right back.
That is Atomizer with Esoteria is now in command, kicking off 2 hours of heavy metal here on Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am Eric, joining you from Ottawa, and of course on air with me
is your lovely host John from New York, and we also have coming in and out
is Sam.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Sam, who just figured out her audio and is in Madison.
Thanks for joining us, Sam.
A year and a half into this House from Hell
still a problem
format, yeah, we still have some issues. Yeah.
My issue was that I was on a VPN because I really wanted to watch the Habs game while we were doing this, and apparently Zoom doesn't like that.
Oh, so. That's interesting because. To the prepared hockey fan, I'm able to watch the Leafs game without the usage of VPN. So.
Well, la-dee-da.
This is not hockey from hell, guys.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Not yet, at least.
Right. Anyways.
We don't want to. Yeah, because you know that if someone's actually listening to us right now, it's because they're not a hockey fan. So
I know. Our obligation. John. I love how much like power and folk and Viking metal we have.
So we talk about themes sometimes. We talk about all the songs and shows have. So I went full on. Every single song I picked had to have some. It's just like a one word thing usually about like a Viking Norse kind of thing, right? Yeah. So tonight you're going to hear songs about Freya. You're going to hear songs about Thor. You're going to hear songs about Odin. And there's probably some others that I'm forgetting right now because I'm glancing over at the screen.
There's some Ragnarok in there, some Tyr.
There's going to be Ragnarok. There's going to be... Yeah, but this is the twist. I don't think I actually picked any songs from the band Tyr.
Oh.
But I picked a song called Tyr by Brothers in Metal. And I even went off script and I went with one of those older Aetherion songs, which is...
Ooh.
You know, they're a little operatic, so...
Oh yeah,
things will get weird.
It's gonna be a lot of fun, and nice. Right in that last half hour, we still got that extreme metal. We still have some nice black metal to carry us into the end of the show. So there's gonna be something for everyone tonight.
Yeah, I do think we're on a good Magua streak. I think we've been playing Magua.
We've been playing a lot of Magua. Yeah.
I know. I chose some of their old stuff today too, because personally, like Presence is one of my favorite Magua releases. So I'm looking forward to that.
Nice. I actually went with CDs in my collection that I don't know how they got there and what I'm doing with them. So there's going to be some Hagal and Teratism and Thronium that I'm pretty sure I found them in like a dollar bin or something and never listened to them, so it might be really really bad.
So that opening track was yours, so that was
Atomizer.
Is there a story behind that one?
So you have an album in your collection called Caustic Music for the Spiritually Bankrupt.
That's right. I think Atomizer, I maybe heard a bit of them and thought, this is cool, I'm going to buy their CD, and then never listen to their CD.
Like a total HMV browsing the aisles purchase, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Oh my god. Well, let's dive right back into it. Folks, please don't change the channel for the next 2 hours because we got a whack of amazing metal for you. Coming up next, we're going to hit you with a little bit of The Sword. You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. Time is 9:08.
Keep it locked.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, not your mom's favorite show. CKUT 90.3 FM.
is For the Glory of the Throne by Crimson Shadows here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're House from Hell. And that song was pretty insane. That was a lot of shredding right there.
Shout out to the boys from the GTA. Shout out to Crimson Shadows.
Shout out to Crimson Shadows.
Six solos.
Serious.
Oh my god, yeah. Soundtrack to my 20s.
people report they used to run into the members of Crimson Shadows walking around the mall in North York. I forget what that mall is called now.
When you say people report, you mean that you were going around saying, "Hey, I saw the people from Crimson Shadows."
I never saw them outside of the concerts. Like I've seen them a few times at like small shows in Toronto, and you know they give us their demo tapes to be like, "Oh, this guy sucks." Like, "Oh yeah, that guy sucks." And then they they're great. You know,
they're tight. Oh yeah.
I mean that was pretty fun. That was crazy.
Yeah. They're definitely having a discount sale on sick guitar solos in that one. So we've had a wonderful start to the show here. Tons of great tracks. Before the Crimson Shadows, you heard Equilibrium with Unbesiegt. Is Behold the Arctopus also Canadian?
No, they're American. They're actually from New York, I'm pretty sure. Unfortunately, they're not Canadian.
Okay. I would have sworn they were. But anyways, we heard some Behold the Arctopus, and that it was, you know, as crazy as one would expect.
Yes. Some good random stuff. But I guess we're still going hard on the Viking metal.
Oh, yeah.
This is not over.
Oh, actually,
sprinkled all over.
Yeah, what's coming up is going to be 5 tracks in a row, just a straight up Viking metal. So, this is a crash course in Norse mythology tonight.
Don, are you going to teach us the secret of the rune?
Please give us your TED talk on Viking mythology.
I just want to plug this album a bit. So like Therion is, you know, they are what they are. They're very theatrical. They're not for everyone. They're not like super accessible because like of their enjoyment of being very over the top, cheesy with a lot of their kind of like choir singing and mm-hmm. stuff in a lot of songs. This album's pretty much crazy. Like every song in Secret of the Runes is like an ode to like a different rune. It's kind of like what Wardruna does right now, right? Like Wardruna is just like it's a bunch of
Wardruna
guys
is not power metal, John.
No, they're not power metal, but the idea behind it is to like contemplate the meaning of runes. And Therion tried to do this in like the 90s. And that's pretty much what Secret of the Runes is. So, I mean, I think we should just get into it. This is how they feel about Asgard.
You're listening to Howls from Hell. From solos to tremolos, we got you covered.
Trip the night away. CKUT 90.3 FM.